This is Tip TV Finance with Meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is Craig Arum from Oanza. Craig, good to have you with us today.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good. So Craig, you're looking at the ECB ahead of their vote on more QE. How are you finding it? What do you think will happen?
Well, I think at the very least we're going to need to see an extension of the QE program by 6 months from March. I think possibly even taking it until the end of the year. But I don't think that's probably the most interesting aspect of this. I think we need to know exactly how tied the ECB's hands are. It seems that there's going to have to be a restructuring of the ECB program in order to enable it to extend the actual program itself. So I guess the biggest question is, what kind of restructuring are we seeing, and how much more time does this buy the central bank? I don't think anyone sees the ECB hitting its inflation target by the end of next year, which pose the question, what kind of restructuring is taking place, and will it enable it to extend it further, or are we just going to face the same issues come the end of 2017? I think having a central bank that seems to be at or near its limits is a little concerning.
But isn't it one of those situations again with the Italian fiasco? We've got bad news becoming good news, more central bank easing, stock market up. Obviously, we also have the Santa rally effect anyway. So it looks like it's going to be a good month for equity traders.
It certainly seems like there's a lot of complacency in the markets right now. It seems to be that no matter how bad the news is, the markets are bound to respond positively. This kind of buy the dip mentality, it's all well and good at a time when there is all this central bank stimulus supporting the markets, and there is the potential for more QE, and there is therefore the potential for effectively lots of more money printing. But it seems that we're not in this time right now. We're at a time when the Fed's tightening monetary policy. We're at a time when the ECB is struggling to find new ways to loosen monetary policy further, and the things that the market is buying on aren't small issues. It's not pieces of bad economic data. It's not low inflation numbers. We're seeing the markets buy the dips on things that are very serious, buying the dips on the Trump presidential victory, which of course there are positive implications for as well, but there is threats which come with it also. The Italian referendum, which could effectively lead to elections next year, and maybe a government that includes Five Star Movement, which is promising to offer its own referendum on a euro area membership. These things aren't small issues, these are big issues, and if the markets are buying the dip, that suggests to me that there is a little bit of complacency, and the promise of potential extensions to the ECB's quantitative easing program isn't reason enough, in my view, for the markets to be just repeatedly buying these dips.
And as you mentioned, the Italian referendum, what do you think the outlook is for the banking sector there?
Well, it all depends on whether the reports are true that the government is looking to bail out the banks, because we know that this isn't really in line with what the European leaders have agreed to in recent years, their ways of dealing with failing banks, to wrap them up and to bail in the banks, and therefore apply the costs of such bail-in. To bondholders and shareholders. The issue that the Italian government has in this state is that a large portion of the banking debt is actually held by Italian people themselves. So they've got this, they've got a big issue, which is why they're looking to bail them out themselves. I'd be surprised if the reports that we've had are true, because there's been such staunch opposition from other parts of Europe to a bailout by the government. You'd have to question why they've all of a sudden made this U-turn.
Craig.
Sorry. Just finally, we're supposed to be having the Fed rate hike next week. Do you think there's any chance that it might not happen? And that, what would the effect of that be?
I think it'd be counterproductive at this stage for it not to happen. I think the Fed has tried all year to get the markets into a position where it's trusting what it's saying, and it is aligning itself with what the Fed wants to do. It seems that they've finally managed to do that. The economic data has been very good as of late. The negative market implications of certain risk events hasn't materialised. So the Fed is now in a very good position in which it can actually raise rates without causing a shock to the market. I think the only shock that we could see in the markets would come from them not raising interest rates and casting doubt once again on whether the market should be believing the Fed, or whether the Fed is talking up events which it can't deliver on.
Craig, thank you so much. Craig Arum there from Oanda.